Fighters, today I am going to talk to you about three tips. I'm going to give you three tips of how you can share with others about what you and your business do to add value to them and the community and to help you build your brand. Let's go. All right, my friends. So I want to talk about some tips to how to talk to people about your business. This is a really strange question for me. I'm just going to own it. I know this is really natural to some people like me, and it's really unnatural to some other people out there. And I get that. And I actually think there's more people that are not natural at this than there are that are natural. Did any of that make any sense? All right. But you get my point. So let's dig into this. So one of the questions I get all the time, or a variation of it, is, Tom, I know I need to go build my influencer relationships out there. Okay. So for me, an influencer, if I'm a house painter, it's going to be a home inspector. Who's standing in front of my ideal client on a regular basis? It might be a remodeler. It might be a plumber cutting holes in walls. It might be a carpet guy. It might be interior designers or realtors. Guys, those are your influencers. So you got to figure out who they are, and then you got to go talk to them. So I get messages all the time. Tom, I'm totally bought into this. I can see the math behind how this works and has such an impact, and the cost per lead, cost per sale, client acquisition, all that stuff is way lower when you build all these relationships. But what do I say? How do I talk to a GC if I'm a carpenter and I want to do his framing or whatever it is? And so today I want to give you guys just a couple tips. Like I said, about three tips here that I think will help you. And my big ask of you here today, guys, is stop overthinking this shit. I'm going to repeat this at the end, but I'm saying it here at the beginning too. Don't overthink this shit. You got to get over yourself. Okay. Get over yourself and start today. Take some action. So first thing that's really important here, y'all, is you have to have the right attitude. Okay. The right attitude about building relationships. Another word for that in the business world is business development or prospecting, right? Think of prospecting like they go buy a shovel and a fucking little, what's that thing, that little sifter thing there? Logan's a mountain man for gold, right? You sift for gold. You're whatever. You guys get what I'm saying. All right. But they go out there and they look for the fucking gold. It's called prospecting for gold. Well, that's what you're doing here in your business too. It's just another word for it. Guys, this is your job now. This is your job as the owner of a company, as a salesperson, whatever. The second you went into business for yourself, okay, your number one job became getting work. That's it. All right. And every day there are several opportunities for you to do this that are right under your nose that you guys are missing. All right. And here's something really, really important. Now here's a disclaimer. Okay. Disclaimer. I'm not a hunter. Okay. But I'm going to use a hunting analogy. Okay. But I want you to be going like, oh, you're fucking hypocrite or whatever. I'm just owning the fact I'm not a hunter, but it's a pretty good fucking analogy. Guys, last I checked, if you're a bow hunter going way up into the mountains looking for a big ass elk, you actually have to go out there to find the fucking elk. The elk doesn't walk up to your house at 4:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning during hunting season and say, hey, stick an arrow in me, bitch. All right. You have to go out there. And a lot of you guys are still waiting. You're waiting for shit to happen. You're waiting for, you know, your phone to ring, which is great. If you have the right marketing and content, all those other things that we talk about are great. But guys, every business plan, every marketing plan, sales plan, profit plan has to have some sort of business development actions and strategies in it like we're going to talk about here. All right. But today I'm going to stick to what the fuck do you say when you talk to somebody. Guys, have the right attitude about this. Get out there. Quit being a wuss. All right. So guys, you got to open your eyes. How many trucks do you drive by every day that are possible influencers? How many dumpsters are sitting in front of a house? And you go, man, when I see a dumpster, usually I think there's a contractor or some shit happening there. So my spidey sense is tingling at this point. Or maybe I'm driving down the road and maybe this is just direct to residential. I used to do this from time. I'd be driving the road to see a bunch of rolls of carpet out in front of somebody's house. There's no sign, no dumpster, whatever. I'd go knock on the fucking door. I'd go, hey, I'm Tom. I paint stuff. I saw you got a bunch of carpet rolled out, or looks like you're doing stuff around the house. Maybe you had some water damage. I don't know what's up. I just thought it might make sense for you to have my card. And I give him a card, you know, and maybe one out of every 40 of those that I did, I got a paint job out of it. Okay. And it took 2 minutes of my life. It took me pulling my fucking truck over and doing it. Guys, you got to open your eyes. There's people in line, okay, that you can strike up conversations with as you're getting a fucking burrito somewhere. There's billboards of other, you know, real estate agents, top agents. Pick up the damn phone or go to their website or send them an email and go, hey, and I'm going to get into what to actually say here in a minute. All right, guys, there are thousands of people around you every week. Okay, open your eyes.
At the Contractor Fight, our goal is to change the contracting industry for the better, and we know that the best way to do that is by educating one contractor at a time. It's why we put out so much valuable free content on our YouTube channel, podcast, and in our free Facebook group. Today, I want to invite you to join us on Facebook, where our 11,000 strong contractor community is working to build better businesses and charge what they're worth. You'll find a place to connect with other contractors, share tips and ideas, and enjoy free live training and Q&As with myself and other Fight coaches. Join us by visiting thecontractorfight.com/Facebook and help us with our mission to bring respect and dignity back to the trades. Oh, and hey, if you are already a member of the group, I challenge you to invite another contractor friend to join us. Send them the link, thecontractorfight.com/Facebook, or invite them in Facebook. Super appreciate you guys. I'm out.
Next thing I want to talk about, you need to identify your ideal connections. Who are those ideal influencers that I've been talking about? Like I said, for it could be a GC, it could be a designer, it could be a real estate agent, a home inspector, a carpet company, whatever it is. Guys, here's what you do. You create a list of those categories. Okay, so here's my visual. Ready for this? It's no graphics today on the screen. It's just this visual. You have categories here. So real estate agent, home inspector, interior designer, whatever it might be. Me as a painting contractor. And then over here in this column, I'd have three lines, okay? So real estate agent, three lines. And I'd go, who are the top producing agents in the area? And I'm going to put their names in there, whether I know them or not. It's going to take you hunting. And some of you right now are going, well, how do I do that? Okay, well, that's your first fucking problem is you don't think for yourself. There's this thing, it's crazy. It's called a search engine, okay? There's a few of them out there too, all right? So you can actually use these search engines or driving around, you see the big ass fucking billboards or you're driving around the neighborhoods you paint and you're like, man, this cat has a sold sign every 5 minutes I drive around this neighborhood. Okay, so that person's gonna go on the list. So my goal is create a big list over here of the categories and have at least three people. Now, as if you serve a bigger area, like I had realtors that I had one main one in the three main areas that we focused on and we built relationships with them. All right, you have to create your list. I go three deep and then I fill it, okay? Then you find them on Google. I find them on Facebook, Instagram, start following their shit, liking their stuff, sharing value with them. Hey, I drove by a project you did, you know, Mr. GC on Main Street, and man, you really transformed that house. Great job, you know, boom, fist bump. That's it. You don't have to be asking for work right away, but start building some relationships. All right, so guys, you got to open your eyes. You need to create your list. And then you got to open your mouth. And when I say open your mouth, you either do it like literally with your mouth or, you know, or on the phone or a text or an email, like take some action. You get the point. Tom, what do I say? Just talk. Just talk, but I'm going to give you what to say. Okay. Email. I'm thinking of an interior designer that I picked up hundreds of thousands of dollars a year with. All right. And it turned into it all started with one email. So guys, just talk, quit complicating this. All right. I'm going to give you a really simple word track here to use. I've used it thousands and thousands of times and it's generated millions and millions of dollars. All right. I've sent this through email. I've picked up the phone on a truck that's driving by. And if you've been watching this channel a long time, you already know what the fuck I'm going to say. It's literally this. Hey, I just saw one of your trucks drive by on such and such street in town, blah, blah, blah. We don't know each other yet. And I paint houses and I see you do basement remodeling. I just thought it might make sense for us to know each other. Or to interior designer that I picked up hundreds of thousands of dollars of work a year with one interior designer, started with one email late on a Sunday night at like 11:30 PM that I sent, where it said, hi, so-and-so, I've been checking out your work online. looks like you do some really high quality stuff. And there might be some commonalities here between the way we operate and do business. And you design stuff, we paint and decorate stuff. Would it make sense for us to have a conversation? Or I just thought it might make sense for us to know each other. That was the first little probing statement that was out there. Guys, I did that 3 to 5 times a day religiously. Okay. If out of every 100 leads that came into our business, 80 of them were either past clients or influencers or referrals from past clients. And the influencers are usually out of the 80 of the 100, there's 80, at least 40 were influencer leads. And it was like residual lead flow year round because of this one thing, this action compounding over time. All right. Another word track that I've used many times and got in the door with many GCs with and things like that as a painting contractor through the years was simply, hey, listen, see your work all over. I know you've been in business for 23 years, blah, 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 this and that. I'm sure you guys already have your guy painting houses for you. All right. But I also know that every now and then you can get into a bind, getting a punch list done or taking care of something. Maybe your guy just can't get to it fast enough. Would it make sense for us to have a conversation just so you know that you have a deep bench if you need some help? And that one phrase generated, again, down the road, many opportunities and many sales because I wasn't going in guns a-blazing going, hey, I want to do your work now and I want to bid against and lowball your current painter and all that shit. Guys, it's simply, hey, would it make sense to, I know you probably already got your guy. And a lot of times I knew who the guy was. I'm like, hey, I know so-and-so is doing your painting for you. All right. And he's a great company. But if you're ever in a bind, if you can't get to something, I'm here to be on your bench. You know, tap me in now and then. We got a great crew. Here's some info if you want it, blah, blah, blah. Let me know if it makes sense to have any conversations down the line. All right. So guys, as we get out of here, stop overthinking this, like I said earlier. Be consistent. All right. Just be consistent. Just a little bit each day. A lot of you are like, I don't have time to do this. I just shared how I sent an email at 11:30 on a Sunday night that took me 5 minutes, if that, that generated hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in sales, like not bidding against anybody else because I simply did that. Now, does it happen every time? No. For every 15 or 20 of those that I send, I'm going to pick up an at-bat. Hopefully that makes sense. So my challenge for you today is to start today. Right now, I don't care if it's 3 a.m, you can send a fucking email to somebody. All right. You can send a DM on Instagram. You can, you know, sit down and you could start creating your influencer list. Like I talked about, there's something you can do right now. All right. So don't be bitching and whining 3 or 6 months from now or 2 years from now. You don't have any fucking work. You got a bunch of debt. You're not making money. All the customers are cheap. Nobody wants to work for me. All this other bullshit. If you're not going to sack up and take the action that you need to take today to have the business that you want to have down the road. All right. Don't forget to share, subscribe, send us any questions that you have or topics that you want more of. You guys rock. I got to roll.